For example, one beautiful point in there, if we can recall, the service, khidmat, is the shell, and comfort is the kernel, the nut inside. So the actual way, reason of making khidmat is to give comfort. If you are giving khidmat, but you are causing offense to the person, you are upsetting the person. For example, you're getting visitors, and now you have to receive them at the airport, etc. You're going to put them up. Now you haven't made proper preparations before. You are doing service, khidmat you are doing. But now you make him wait 20 minutes at this point, half an hour at this point. Inside there, there's no preparations. Now you are taking all the food and you are putting it and all that. You're causing inconvenience. You are making khidmat, but you're not giving comfort. For example, you put your visitor to sleep. Every 10 minutes you knock on the door. You all right? You need anything? The poor person just about to fall asleep. You again knock on the door. You all right? You need anything? You're doing what khidmat you're doing? You're staying awake the whole night yourself also. But you're not giving comfort. So this is the thing to see that you are giving comfort. You put a person, for example, you take off his shoes for him. And then you trip him. He falls down. You're doing khidmat. But the poor man, you tripped him. You let him fall down. You didn't give him comfort. So, and Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, the whole thing of muashra in the family with the wife, you are buying goods for her, you buy her groceries, you buy her clothes, you buy her things, but are you giving her comfort? You buy all that and say, hey, you are a very lavish man. You spend all my money, you just use it up. Now you bought everything for her. You took her to Dubai and you made her buy whatever she wanted to, and now that one sentence, all that comfort you destroyed it. So we don't understand this thing. So this has to be simplified very, very much so that we can understand it. It's not that Abaji Patel, some of us might remember him, he used to say, some maulanas make bayan, you have to sit with your dictionary. But they use such jawbreakers that you don't even understand. You have to check up here what meanings, what are they saying. Say it very, very simply and clearly. So this was one very important, the crux of muashara is comfort to let people. And so you can understand that nobody must be harmed by you. Even animals, don't harm your dog also. You're keeping birds as pets. You're keeping fish as pets. But make sure that they get their food on time. The water must be there on time. Don't ever let them suffer in any way. All, the whole sum total, and not with Muslims, with all people. Your muashara, what is muashara? There must be no, rage on the road? Road rage. Nothing like that. You must be a courteous person. You must be a driver who is courteous. Give way to other people. All these things are so important. In the house we don't do. You make wudu in the basement, you don't take off the water from your legs. Your wife goes, the mat there is wet. It's very distasteful to a person to use a towel that is wet, to use that mat which is wet, and you're just splashing water wildly. And many of us, how we treat our wives, take off your clothes, just throw it anyhow on the ground. And she's a maid, she must pick it up. How we leave the bathroom dirty, how we leave the toilet. We are the big lords, we can do what we want to. This is muashara, that correct living. And it must be simplified, and simplicity is the solution to correct living. Takalluf may takleef. Wherever you make takalluf, hey, how many times our friends want to make khidmat? I got the urge to go toilet. Tell them I need to go to the toilet. Now they go before me in the toilet. And then they are cleaning the toilet now. And here is an emergency. Just now you're going to, something going to happen here. And they're busy now flushing the toilet, doing this. And here you're going to do a dirty job. Even if it's in a dirty place, you do a dirty job. But you are finished, you are relieved. But they're giving so much taklif, and they understand we're making khidmat. So to understand khidmat and to learn to make khidmat is also very, very important. And if you understand this, the object of khidmat is comfort. To give the person comfort, not just that you want to show I'm making khidmat, but that you are giving comfort to the person, that is very, very important.